I'll talk later. So a new mesech to soita. First Mishnah starts off, how mekana liyishtoi. If somebody is jealous about his wife, and he warns his wife, in other words, he sees that his wife is talking with another man, and he doesn't like it, and he's afraid that maybe she'll live with him, so he warns her beforehand. That's called hamakana liyishtoi. You warn your wife not to be with this man. And that's the loch of soita, that at first you warn your wife, and then later we see that she was nista, she was privately with that man, she becomes a soita, she's also to you until she drinks the water. So the Mishnah says, Hamakana liyishtoi, when you first give a warning to your wife, we have lezer oimeh mekana lo al pishnayim. The lezer says you have to give her the warning in front of two edim. It has to be done in front of two edim. O mashka al pi edechot. And then later she drinks, even because of an edechot, oy al pi atzmai. That means once you warned her in front of two edim, and then later either one aid told you that your wife was with that man privately, or else you yourself saw the way your wife was found was with that man again, so it says she becomes a soita, and she has to drink the mehamara to become Torah. So Reb Lezer's shita is that the mekana has to be in front of two edim, and the steer is enough in front of an edechod, or in front of if you yourself know about it. Reb Yeshua, I may know, mekana lo al pishnayim, o mashka al pishnayim. Reb Yeshua says, no, both have to be done in front of two edim. You have to first warn your wife in front of two edim, and then later when she's nistera, when she's found privately with that man, it also has to be with two edim. That two edim saw your wife with that man, then she becomes a soita. That she's asked the rasa to live with her until she drinks the meyamorim, if we see if she was tohor or not. Ketzad mikanula, how are you supposed to warn your wife? Like you're a little jealous, it means that you notice your wife has been talking with this man and you don't want her to do it, so you have to warn her first. So oimala, if you tell her, if neishnai in front of two people, al tadabri and ishpleini, if you stam tell her, don't talk with this man, that means nothing. The dibri moi, and she does talk with the man, adayin himoteres lebeisa, she's still mutter to live with you, because that's not called mekana, that's not called you warned her. Warn her not to talk with the man, that's not called kina. Therefore, she's still mutter to live with you. Umoteres lecha betruma. If she's a eshes kayin, if the husband's a kayin, she's still allowed to eat truma. Now the Mishnah really is missing something, the Gemara says, and then the Mishnah should be saying, but if you warn your wife the right way, that means you tell her in front of two edim, I don't want you to be alone with that man. Not stop talking to him, but you have to tell her you don't want her to be found with that man. Then, nichnas so'ima labayis ha-sefer, then there are edim that we notice that your wife went with that man into a private house, v'shah so'ima k'day tumma, and they were in that room for a long enough time that they could have beer together. It's possible they had tumma, they lived together. Then Allah is asur labayisa, then even though the edim do not know that she actually lived with the men, but they only know that she was alone in the room with that man, then the locher isha becomes a soita, that the locher of a soita is that now she's asur lebeisa. She is also to live with her husband. Her husband is also to her. The asur lecha betruma. And in the case that she's an eshes kayin, if the husband's a kayin, she's also ti truma. The yemes, and let's say if the husband dies now, and they had no children, so her is a shala from yibum, so locher is chaletzis loimis yabemis. The other brothers now could only make chalitza, but not yibum. Yibum, they can't marry her, because we have a suffix, maybe the wife lived with the other man, then she's also to a husband, then there's no din yibum on it. Your brother can't be miyabim. The whole din is miyabim, means to take over your brother's bias, to continue your brother's marriage life. But when your brother was also to her, so then you can't take over the marriage. So therefore, in the case where she was a soita, but she didn't get around yet to drink the mehamorim, so we don't know for sure if she had tumor or not, so therefore the locher is, she only receives chalitza, and not yibum. So the Gemara says like this, michti, let's see, tana minozer solik, the last mesechta we had was mesechta nozer, my tana de katoni soita, what is mesechta soita now doing after nozer? What does a soita have to do with hilchos nazirus? So the Gemara answers, kidderebi, like the famous Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya will learn, Rebbe Yom, Rebbe says, Lama nismecha parshas nazir la parsha soita. How come in the Torah, in the parsha of the Bamidbar, it says the parsha of nazir, and then right away the Torah says the parsha of soita? Why does the Torah say one next to another? Loimelach comes to teach us, to tell us, that shekol haroya soita b'kakula. Whoever saw a soita, if you happen to be in the Beis Hamikdash, when you saw the way Kahanim were taking the soita, it doesn't look so nice. It's a manuvel. It looks disgusting to see things like that. So when you see it, bad things can enter your mind then. So therefore, yazaratzu minayayin, right away to protect yourself, not to start thinking about bad things, you should become a nazir. Because like we just got finished saying, the inyan of naziris is to bring tyrant kedusha upon yourself. Like to be purish, you stay away for 30 days from wine, from something that's like taiva, you stay away from it, so you make yourself a kedusha. So therefore, if a person sees a saita, he himself should also become a nazir. So that's why in the Torah it says the parasha of saita right after the parasha of nazir. So for the Gemara, the listening saita, for all the listening nazir, if so, the saita is the opposite way. First it should say saita, mesech the saita we should have. And then whoever like sees a saita, you should become a nazir. Like how come we have Masechta Nazir first, and then Masechta Saita? According to Rebbe, it should have been the opposite way. First should be Masechta Saita, and then after that you have to learn Hilchos Naziris. So Gemara sounds like this. Aydi Ditani Ksubis. We start off, this is the middle of Seder Noshim. Noshim starts off with Yevamis then Ksubis. But it said Masechta Ksubis. The Tanya in one parak in Ksubis talks about Hamadir. Talks about making Nadarim. Therefore Tanya Nadarim. Therefore, right after Masechta Ksubis in Seder Noshim goes the halachas about Nadarim. Now, the idea that Tanya Nadarim, since like we're in the middle of talking about Hilchos Nadarim, Tanya Nazir, we learn Masechta Nazir the Damel Nadarim, because Nazir has a lot of halachas like Naziris. Naziris had like Nadarim. They're both through a neder. So therefore, right after Nadarim, we learn Naziris. Now, well, Ketani Saita could Rebbe. Now that we learn Nazir, the meaning of Saita comes right after it. Because Saita and Nazir have to do with one another. Like if you do see a Saita, you're supposed to be Mekadosh yourself, and the way to be Mekadosh yourself is by becoming a Nazir. Now, Hamakana. Our Mishnah says a Lashon starts off, Hamakana with the Hey, is Mashma Dievedin. That the Dieved, if you do it, that's Talocha. But Lechatchil Olai, but the Katchila you should not do it. The Katchila you should not go and warn your wife. Why? Kisava Tana Didan, our Tana holds, Osa Liknois, you're not supposed to like be jealous and warn your wife. So exactly what this means, a different Pshatim in this. Rashi Taka says, Midlai Tony Rebelezo, Aimel Mekane, Odom Lishtoi, Alpishnaim, it doesn't say Mekane, it says Hamekane, is Mashma Osa Liknois. So Rashi says, Shemevi atzma l'dei tagar. You bring yourself to bad thoughts like, V'yes ishta l'dei nivol. V'yafidu hi teira. Like even if it's really tar, the fact that you're going to accuse your wife, that's going to make bad feelings. That will bring the yetzer upon you. So if even though your wife didn't do anything wrong, sometimes by accusing it's not so good. So you know, the Rambam says, Nemiri says, the pshat is that if you see your wife is not acting so nice, so the first thing you should do is talk to her very nicely and only make it a remnant, like hint to her to watch yourself. But not to go right away strong and like go in front of Tuedim and be Mekana and tell her, like in front of Tuedim, I don't want you to be with that man. Like by doing that, you could just make the situation worse. So the Chatzilu, what you're supposed to do is talk to your wife privately and nicely and just hint it to her. But if that doesn't help and you can say to see the way your wife is flirting with that man, then Taka, there's a mitzvah to make her into a saita. Then there's a mitzvah to make Mekana to warn her. Just L'chatchila, that's not the Eitzah. L'chatchila, it's also to be Mekana, L'chatchila, talk to her privately. Because Mekana means you have to go in front of Tuedim and give her a strong warning. So L'chatchila, you should not do that. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak, Ki Hevi Posach Resh Lakish B'Saita, when Resh Lakish started to give a drosha about the parsha of Saita, he started off like this. Omar Hoch, he said like this. Ein mezavgin lo yodam isha elulufi maisav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shidduch, when he puts a man and wife together, he does it lufi maisav. So Rashi says that means a tznua le tzadik o prutza le rasha. That a tzadik gets a tznua, gets a nice wife, and if you're a rasha, you get a prutza, you get a lady that also flirts, if you're a flirt.
Rebbe Kulan.
Abel Lufi Meister, Shenam Raposik says, Kilo Yenuach Shevet Horesham Al Berulat Tzadikim. That the Rosho would not go upon a Tzadik. So that's the Bilchur, where he wants to start off Seidon Saita. In other words, if the wife is found to be like this, to be a Saita, most probably there's something wrong with the husband also. But that's the way he started off this parasha of Saita. That usually if she's a Prutza, Mestami, he's a Rosh also. Like Rashi says, K'lo yenuach sheva the Rosh al gerul atzikim, lo yizdavig memshelas Rosh the gerul tzadik, Hashem won't put like a Rosh to a tzadik. And this the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, V'koshin lezavgo into Kriyas Yamsuf. If this is the pshat when Hashem makes the shidduch, he has to make like a perfect match, like she and him work out together, lefi ma'isov, so that's a very hard thing to do. Poshid, you learned the same way it was hard, it was a tremendous ness to make Kriyas Yamsuf, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make shidduchim also. So Rashi says, V'koshin lefnei amokim, in front of Hashem lezavgam, hanas lefi ma'isov. So we'll soon see the second shidduch, the second zivug, which is lefi ma'isov. That's a very hard thing to do. And that's the Kriyas Yamsuf, Rashi says, Shenishtana Sidre Breshis. It's come out like a nest. Hashem had to change the whole Seder of the nature when he made the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Churiv is just as hard as a tremendous nest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put these two people together. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Elokim Moishiv Yechidim Baisa. Hashem puts Yechidim like together. And Moitzi Yasirim Bekasharis. Like he takes them out from Kasharis. So Rashi learns, Moitzi Yasirim B'Kasharis means, Hoitzi Yasirim Mitzrayim B'Chodesh Kosher. Hashem took us out of Nisan, a good month. That was Loi Chama V'Loi Tzina, wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. So Makis Zivug Yechidim Mitzias Mitzrayim. This pasuk puts together the Zivug, the Indian that says, Elokim Moishiv Yechidim B'Aisam, Hashem puts Yechidim together in the house, which means he makes a Shidduch, like Moitzi Yasirim. Interesting, the Tosfos Shantz learns the Pshat, he says, like this, the Ma'aleon, the Kasharis, he says, Midrash Balma, it says, Bibichi Ovishiris. That's what the word Vikasharis means. That when Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, it was Bibichi crying, Ovishiris then with singing. Bibichi Le Mitzrayim, that means the Mitzrayim were crying, Vishiris Le Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael was singing. Vayin Okriyas Yamsuf. That's the way the Ness was by Kriyas Yamsuf. That there was some crying and some were laughing. So he says, who had been here also, that they heard also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu horig baila shozeh, v'yishtel shozeh, v'masiyim zelazeh shebezivik sheni kamari. Like we'll soon see the Gemara's Teres here. Alright, we'll leave this, we'll soon see. So Gemara says vital like this. So the Gemara Eini, it's not this way. So far he's saying it's very hard for Hashem to make a zivuk, like to make shidduchim, because he has to put the two people together. The ma'isim, lefi ma'isim, how she acts and how he acts, they come together. So the Gemara is not that way. The Yomar Rav Yudomar Rav, Aboyim Yoyim Koydi Mitzirus Avlad, 40 days before the kid is even created, Baskel Yosef, there's a Baskel that goes out in Shemayim, the Yomarasen says, Bas Ploini Leploini, and Bayis Ploini Leploini, this is going to be your house, even before you're born, they know what's going to be your house, and saw the Ploini Leploini, this is going to be your field. So everything is Bashef Min HaShemayim, exactly who your Shidduch is going to be, and where your house is going to be, and where your fields are going to be. So Rashi explains, before the kid is even born, he's not a Tzadik, he's not a Rosho. So there's no Lefi Maisov. This Shleim of Hashem makes a Shidduch when you're 40 years old. You have to take his actions, how he is when he's 40, and her actions, how she is when she's 38, and put them together, that's a hard thing. But if the Shidduchim takes place before they're even born, we don't know who's going to be a Tzadik, who's going to be a Rosho. So good, Rashi speaks out, even though Hashem knows what's going to be, but that's not given yet. Right now, we don't know if it's going to be a Tzadik or a Rosho. So right now, it's not called Lefi Maisov. So it should be simple to make a shidduch then. What's so hard about it? So the Gemara says like Kasha, Ho b'zivik rishoin, ho b'zivik sheni. Enechlam, your first marriage, that's by luck. That's not the Lefi Maisov. That was Eska Paskin before you're born even, who your first wife will be. Or a person happens to have a second wife, that goes the Lefi Maisov. That goes the way you are. So understand, that's what Tosfos Shan says. from the pasuk v'kasharis means bochi and shiras. That means that sometimes the first shirach Hashem mechvei separates them and there's crying then, al manas that there should be shiras by the second shirach. Whereas this pasuk v'darshin that has kasha like kriyas yamsiv goes on the second shirach. On the second zivug. The second zivug, then the people are old already, then there's Lefi Maisav, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them together, Lefi Maisav, that's a harder darga. First should you learn zivug Rishon, Rashi says, zivug Rishon is Lefi Amazel. Your first marriage, that's a mazel, that's not Lefi Maisav, because that was there before you were even born. But zivug Sheni, Rashi says, Lefi Maisav. How you act. And that's for Koshim Lezavgon, Lefi Sheni Bazugai. That's a hard thing to put together, two people later on in life. So that's like a nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But Rav Elezer holds that the locher of Kino has to be in front of two Edim. Ma'ashen came the stira later when you find that privately does not have to be in front of two Edim. It's enough in front of an Edechod or enough if you yourself know about it. And this Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, no, you have to have two Edim for the Kino and for the Stira, when you found them alone together. So more sounds like this. Akan up until now, like Pliga, they don't argue, Ella the Kino of Stira. So Machlekes about the Kino of Stira, do you need two Edim or not? Avo Betuma. But if let's say there's an Edecha there that sees and knows that they had Znus together, that they were living together, is Edecha Mehemon, then we would believe in Edecha. Once you had kino, if the husband warned his wife, don't be found with that man. Later when Edechot says, I saw the way they were living together, there's the Chiddush HaKro, we believe the Edechot, and she's also to her husband, Materas Vadai. Utanam Namu learned also like this, Edechot Oimer, if one Ed comes and tells us, Ani Ra'isi Shenitmas, I saw the way she became Tomei, the way she was living with that man, Lo Yhoisa Shoisa, in that case, she does not drink the mehamorim, because it's not called a suffix anymore. That's called a vadai. When Emma, she was vadai, and we believe the Edechod, and she's vadai also to her husband. The question is, how do we know we believe in Edechod? Like, usually we know by Arroyas, we need two Edim. How come over here by Saita, if an Edechod comes and tells us that he knows, he saw the way your wife was living with that man, then she's Vada Yasa. She doesn't have to drink the Mayamorim anymore. It's not a suffix. It's for sure that she lived with him. How do we know we believe in Edechot? The Tanur Rabbanim was learned like this. The Pasuk says here in the Parsha of Saita, the aid ain't born. There was no aid there. There wasn't an aid. So we say now, Bishnayim Akosim Medabra. The Pasuk is saying there was not two Edim there. But what? But there was one Edechot there.
Oh, yeah. And like Rashi says, Ukoma Edim Shnayim Ein Vitumazu. There was not two Edim. Elo Edechot, there was only one Edechot. Vikro Vitumakumishtoi. And this Pasuk now is talking about where she was Mitama. Because the Pasuk says, Vishokhadish Oiso Shikhvazero. Vyedim Shnayim Ein, but there's no two Edim. Elo Echot, there's only one Edechot. And the Pasuk says, Vihiloinis Poso. Which means loinensa, she was not forced. In other words, she did it willingly. Therefore, when it says that she was not forced, she did it willingly, it means that she's also. That means that we believe in Eidechot. There's only one Eidechot being made here. The Gemara says in the forest, this passage is talking about after the husband already warned his wife. So here's the pasuk that says the aid ain't bo. That means there was not two aidim but only one aid echod. And it says v'hiloin is posa, that she was not forced, and therefore she's also. So from this pasuk we learn out that an aid echod is neman by saita to say that his wife was mizana. So more yes, the kasha oy ein oy elo afilo b'yechod. Maybe when the pasuk says the aid ain't bo, there was not an aid. Maybe the aid does not mean aidim, two, but it means it was not even one. Now this, the Gemara later is going to ask the question, if it does not even mean one, so how does she become asa? Like the pasuk is mashma that she is asa. It says that she was not forced, she did it willingly, that she's asa. But I call upon the Havamina now is maybe no, maybe the word the aid here means only one aid echod, that there was not even an aid echod there. and therefore we cannot learn out from this pasuk to believe in Eid Echod? So Gemara says, no, on this deck that can't be pshat. That usually whenever the Torah says the word Eid, even though it's like a mashma, a lashon yachid of one, still we say it always means two. How do we know this? Because it says in another pasuk, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, lo yakum Eid Echod biish. An Eid Echod cannot say Eidus against a person. That by dinim mamnis, you have to have two Eidim. One Eid Echod is no good. That's the pasuk, lo yakum Eid Echod biish. Now it says here, lo yakum Eid Echod. It says the word Eid, and it says the word Echod one. So it says like this, mimash mashinema lo yakum Eid biish. The pasuk